Welcome to Subject to Discussion. I'm Sean O'Mac, Sean Daly, wherever you refer to me as. Just don't call me late for dinner, you know. And welcome to the program. And we are awaiting, hopefully, a call from Bodie Olmos to come onto the show and talk to us for a few minutes about his role on the show. And so we're going to hopefully he'll be calling us within a few minutes. And we'll see what happens. I'll read the questions anyway before he comes on. And so we'll see how these everybody in the chat room and listening. And now, if you're listening to the program across the World Wide Web, you go to lvrocks.com, click on. Of course, if you're in the chat room, you're listening to it now. Go into the chat room, click on Cam and Chat to join us in the chat room, where we can talk about the series and everything. And, here are the questions I had for Mr. Olmos. And we'll see. And Reelect Rosalind is in the chat room. So I wonder if that's Laura's, it's Billy or somebody else. But anyway, the first question I had for Mr. Olmos, hopefully he'll be joining us, would be, what was your first role? Okay, I think it's a good question to start with, I think. What would be your favorite role? Yeah, there you go. Because I was beating up on one of the message boards for asking everybody the same questions. I mean, you know, I asked everybody what they think about being a part of the show. I mean, come on. I mean, that's a fair question to ask everybody. That's, you know, coming out and being interviewed. What do they feel? How do they feel about being on the show? What genre do you prefer? Okay, which actors and actresses influence your work? So that'd be a good question. I mean, granted, because you know who his dad is, and he has a very, very famous grandfather. Looking out 10, 15 years from now, where do you see yourself professionally? That's a good one. With Constanza, do you have thoughts about his backstory? So a lot of these actors, especially character actors, they come up with a backstory, that their own version of the backstory. They like to see, the roles turn into. I mean, maybe they have brothers or sisters or something with their backstory with the character. Next one what was your first impression of Battlestar Galactica? I like to know what they thought when the script first showed up, either for him or his father. You know, seeing they see this and they say, what the hell's Battlestar Galactica? I mean, this is a show back in the 70s with Lauren Green, you know, and then, like I said, it has that perception of being a flop. And then, like you see the initial reaction when they first got the script. I think on the commentary by Ronald Moore and Ike that they told them, don't pay attention to the title, just read the script. And then a lot of them read the script and they liked the role. And I also want to ask him about this first scene with Starbuck when she was in his face about, she called him Hot Dog. She gave him the name of Hot Dog. And, hopefully he'll come out and ask him any issues or causes he advocates. I know his father is a big advocate of civil rights and people's taking a stand on issues. I'd like to see if he does as well. And my last question before I was going to turn over to you guys was going to be, how is it to get in that Viper with the blue screen? I don't know. It's got to be difficult for those guys to sit in that Viper and not knowing what's going on around them, supposed to look like a reaction shot and everything else. So we'll see what happens with that. And so, like I said, we're awaiting, Bodie Olmos to come onto the program. And hopefully he's still coming. I had him confirmed as of yesterday with NBC Universal. So we'll see what happens there. And I'm going to call everybody in the chat room. Koenig Rules is in there. He's got a little recording of a news update for him. And so we'll see. We'll give Mr. Olmos just a couple more minutes. And if he doesn't show up, we'll have Koenig call in for a few minutes, maybe, if he wants to. And then, or anybody else wants to call in. So, but just give me a couple more minutes and see if he does call in, and we'll see where we go from there. And, of course, last week's episode was Litmus. And actually, I thought it was a pretty damn good episode. And it kind of had a feeling of an episode of JAG to me. Because it was set basically aboard the Galactica, and they had some scenes on the Caprica with Hilo and the Cylons, and they beat up Boomer Six, beat the hell out of Boomer on the planet, and then they opened with the bombing. Doral got onto the ship with the civilians, and the opening scene was incredible. How he was walking around, and he came up through the causeway that Boomer opened up when she was hooking up with Tyrell. And then the explosion and everything, that was pretty intense as well. So we'll see what happens with that. And is that our guest? Who? Kind of Grills? Okay, you turn him up. And Kana Gruels is joining us once again for a few minutes. Sir, are you there? Hello. Maybe not. Maybe it's our system that's not working tonight. Kana, are you there?
How about now?
Koenig?
Hello?
Oh, hello. You there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
And well, so we're going to have your pre-recorded news brief or whatever, news bite, whatever it is. And so I thought, if you want to talk to us for a few minutes, and we'll bring on Michael Hidman in a little bit.
Sure.
And actually, I was waiting on Bodie Olmos, but it doesn't look like he's going to be joining us tonight.
Do you want me to announce the news first or the ratings? Or
well,
what?
I do have the ratings. I was given these courtesy of sci-fi.com.
Okay.
Last Friday's show did a 2.5 household ring. Well, it was rounded up because you said it was a 2.46. Is that correct?
It was a 2.46.
There you go. And then say rounded up to a 2.5. Now, it's basically the same rate. It's the same rating they had last week, but they actually the amount of viewers dropped about 300,000. They dropped last.
Right.
Last week they did 3.2 million viewers, or 2 weeks ago they did 3.2, and last Friday for Litmus they did 2.9.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
A lot of people are contributing that to being Valentine's weekend and everybody's out and everything with their significant others and everything else. But what do you think?
Well, I had talked to a contact over at the sci-fi station, and they said that the week before last week was a sort of aberration that actually the ratings picked up so incredibly that week that this last week was, well, it couldn't compare to the great performance of the week before. But when all is said and done, they said it's statistically insignificant. They were saying it's flat. I mean, they were maintaining roughly the same amount of viewers from week to week. I did ask them several questions like, how did the Stargates do? I mean, was this just Battlestar Galactica that showed a drop, and they said, no, the shows that night showed a drop. And then I asked, well, what about Battlestar Galactica? Was it still better than the Stargates? Did it do better? And they said yes. So at this point, they say it's healthy, it's stable. We're not reneging on the decision of going with the season two, that there will be a season two.
Correct. Well, I did post it over on Media Boulevard. I just thought maybe perhaps the renewal was a little bit premature because it's unusual for new series to get renewed so early in its run. That's why I thought maybe they should just hold off to a few more of the episodes have aired to make sure it's not a huge fall off in viewers. I mean, I remember from the original series, the ratings were sky high, and after about the fifth or sixth episode, if I remember right, the ratings start falling off, and they start doing the Planets of the Week, and then when Charo showed up and Fred Astaire and all that, and the ratings felt like a rock.
Right.
And actually, I do have from Stargate SG-1, they did a 2.0 rating, which is a little bit lower than the week before, and Stargate Atlantis did a 2.2 household rating. So each of the shows, Galactica really didn't drop, but the other two did drop just a smidgen. And then the viewers, SG-1 did a 2,450,000 viewers, and Stargate Atlantis had 2,651,000. So, but still they're doing real well with both shows. And it has here that Galactica-wise finished number two behind Monk between 25 and 54-year-olds and 18 to 49-year-olds. And they have the top three shows for males, 25 to 54. And actually, Galactica was number one again in 18 to 49s, defeating the WWE, which is, they've been clobbering them the last several weeks in that demographic.
Right.
They
told me that for a show that's on so late at night, I mean at 9 p.m., well, at least that's my time, Central Time, it's really doing well. They weren't expecting it, to be quite honest. They weren't expecting it to do that well. They were figuring the Stargates would hold their own and that hopefully some of the viewers would bring to Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
But with these ratings, it seems that, yeah, while there is some carryover, they have a new audience, too, that's tuning in just exclusively to Battlestar Galactica.
I almost think maybe they should move Galactica over to the USA Network because USA has got more presence across the country than the Sci-Fi Channel.
That's true with USA, but I've tracked some of the shows on USA, like G versus E, Good versus Evil.
Yeah.
They were really high on that show at the beginning, and then it petered out when the ratings started to drop. Forever Night was its third season, went to USA. They yanked the plug on that show after 18 episodes, and so then they had to get financing for the next five. I mean, they treated shows like The Dead Zone really well, but I don't know. I mean, I'm personally torn if it does go to USA or even NBC.
Yeah.
Because I think NBC, they'll really try to exert a little bit more creative control over...
Well, if it goes on NBC, I think it's my mayor weeks before we see, you know, the Muffet shows up, show up or, you know, Charo, right?
Right.
Turns into Love Boat in space, but...
Right.
And then what else? You had, like, the order for next season for the episodes, you had a little news about that, correct?
Yes, yes. According to several of my sources, it's going to be 20 episodes for season two, which that might explain your previous question as to why they picked it up early.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to perhaps be in the same boat in terms of trying to make all 13 of these episodes in time for... you know, the airing now, but I believe that what they're going to do is 20 episodes, and my source says this, starting third week in March, they're going to be filming 10 episodes back-to-back. There will then be a one-month break to give to the actors, and then they'll do the next 10 episodes of that season, and March... Third week of March is when it starts. And they want to up the premiere of the show a little bit, too.
Yeah. Well, what did you think of last week's episode? What did you think of Litmus? I thought it was a pretty good show, but, I mean, it was more of a ship-based episode and, you know, a little bit of what's going on in Caprica with, you know, Boomer and Hilo. But I thought Litmus is excellent, especially with Adama and that Sergeant of Arms. I mean, he laid into her at the end of the episode saying this inquest is over, it's a witch hunt. Again, Laura Roslin kind of is a voice of reason, and she said at the beginning of the show she didn't want a witch hunt, and that's exactly what it turned into by the end of the episode, and she and Adama end up voicing her words again.
It's great to see the interaction between Adama and Roslin, because on his own I think Adama would just be flubbing things. I mean, you need that strong female presence, and there's no doubt about it that Roslin comes across as a super strong character, but not to mention spoilers or anything. They're going to go back and deal with her cancer, but she is a super powerful, strong woman, and Adama really needs that, because he goes off the deep end a little bit sometimes, or in last week's episode, he doesn't really know how the news is going to impact on the civilian.
Yeah, he's too much of a military hack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what did you think of, you know, a lot of people were saying that, you know, there was, you know, Apollo wasn't even seen in this episode. I think that was probably a mistake.
Yeah.
I said they should at least.
And Starbuck was still.
Very small role, because she's recovering from her knee surgery, knee injury. But still, I mean, those two are very, they saw, they had her in a scene with Baltar, talking about his secret project down there in the sea deck. And then, Apollo, he was in a deleted scene, but still, I think those two should be more visible on the series, especially Apollo. I mean, the girls love him. Yeah. I've gotten some emails from these, you know, bring him on. He's a hottie. And then somebody even contacted, Sci-Fi, about my show and talking about him. You know, I don't know. I guess they think him and I are, you know, attractive. I don't know, but they need glasses, or maybe this cam's got a fuzzy lens on him. You know, I think they keep those two should be more visible on the show.
I agree, but I think at times it's such a big cast. I mean, it's really hard to do every person justice in the show. You know,
well, I thought it was good this week where Tyrell kind of was the main character of the episode.
Yeah, and I remembered Aaron posting something. At least on several of the sites like Galactica TV and Galactica Station, that he loved episode 6 because this was his moment.
Oh, that scene he had at the end of the show with Adama.
Really shine, and it was It was fantastic, especially that final sequence with him and Adama.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That was great.
And we say, you should be in the brig, and he needs his planes to fly. It's almost like Adama kind of wanted Socinus to get framed, you know, get nailed for this, so he can keep Tyrell on the deck fixing his Vipers. You know what I mean?
Right,
he is sacrificing a sacrificial lamb to keep Tyrell on the flight deck. And I thought that, you know, that was... Yeah, Adama's not a pristine guy. He's making decisions that for the future for his own purpose for keeping the ship going.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And Rosalind. I mean, and it's funny how Adama and Rosalind didn't actually have a scene together. They're both on the phone with each other during the whole episode. But I like the play between those two. I mean, you can tell there's friction there, but I mean, there's also like a mutual respect between her and Adama.
That's right.
Yeah.
What I really liked best about Litmus is it reminded me of the McCarthy hearings.
Oh yeah.
Where I mean, everyone's on trial, including the commander, and it's got that invasion of the body snatchers that go after the communist type of thing. I mean, that paranoia that they're feeding off of.
How about the way
the Cylons look like us? While it makes it helps their budget by not having the robots there all the time. It really feeds into the paranoia because you didn't even know whether Sergeant Hadrian, the one that was convening the tribunal, if he was a Cylon.
Yeah, especially the way they had Adama look at that tribunal there, and they kind of went from face to face, and they kind of did that herky jerky thing with the camera on the court reporter, and that was pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I found it interesting that court reporter, that paper is coming out with the corners, you know, the lost corners too. I don't know how they're doing that with that paper, huh?
I don't know about that.
It's some detail they're going through. And I always said that I think that having the corners cut off that paper, I think it goes back to the original series that I think ABC was on to cut corners as much as they can, and it's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek kind of dig that they cut all the corners they can do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I thought that's kind of a backhanded kind of a thing that they're proving they cut all the corners. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah. But my guess is with 20 episodes now, I mean, that means that they have a better budget.
I would hope so, because right now their budget is about $400,000 an episode.
Yeah. If they're going to continue keeping the budget they have for each episode and commit to 20 now, we'll probably see it here in the States a lot sooner. And
well, hopefully we'll get the episodes at the same time or before the United Kingdom's getting them. On Sky One, I think that's part.
I don't know yet exactly if they're going to have that same arrangement with Sky One showing them first.
I would hope not.
Then Sci-Fi. I hope they don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I really hope that they air them. But if they are going to start airing them in fall here in the States.
Kanig, we have a question. Question for you from Orlando. Go ahead. In our studio audience, go ahead.
Actually, you know, I'm curious, I don't know if I've seen this before. I don't even know if the other ones did it, the old Battlestar Galactica did it. But has any talked about maybe having action figures for this show now? I mean, now that they're extending it, I mean, are they...
Koenig, what do you think? Are they going to have action figures?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Oh, are they going to have action figures for the new series?
I do know that they're releasing, or they have, action figures for the old
show. I mean, about the new show. I don't think so. This is more of an adult-oriented show. Like, it's like L.A. Law or JAG.
The ratings, the way they're going.
Maybe. T-shirts.
I sent you something earlier that they're going to have a CD.
Oh, of the series music from La La Land Records.
La La Land.
I'd like to have a record label like that. La La Land. That's got to be.
My guess is they're going to go nonstop with a lot of this stuff.
Well, as I keep saying, you know, because I'm getting some static about keep doing a weekly show about Galactica, because I was told if I do that, I have to get licensed through Universal.
Is it because, Sean, and I wanted to ask you this anyway, is it because you're bringing on guests from the series?
I don't know. I mean, I don't see why I can't do a weekly show about the series, and not have any problems. I mean, you got some of these other sites. You got BattlestarGalactica.com. It's owned by Richard Hatch, and that should be Universal's property because they own the name, right?
Right.
And then you got different sites, having the episodes. We could download them, and I think that's wrong. They should cut all that out because you shouldn't be, it's hurting the ratings. How many people are going to sit there, why wait a week when you go on the sites and download the episodes and watch them on your computer?
Maybe what's happening, Sean, is your show is getting so hot in the ratings now that Sci-Fi Universal wants a part of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the ratings here at LV Rocks actually through the roof again this week, even without Bodie almost. So I don't know. But, I mean, it's just – I liked it to keep going, but I don't know if I'm going to have – yeah, because this last guest, like I said, this guest, you know, he was booked through Universal Studio, you know, NBC Uni, and I've never done it before. I've always liked having – be able to contact my guest personally. That way I know that they're coming. They have the numbers. They have the time, everything. I hate not being able to get in touch with my guest. I just
– Not to feed into the paranoia here, Sean, but maybe they did that deliberately.
Yeah, it could be. But, I mean, anything's possible. But, I mean, I've had guests on the other shows before. We've had, you know, on the wrestling show and on another wrestling show I did. I mean, we've had some guests. I mean, that was from the WWE, you know, and I really didn't have any brand of problems with them. But I think they want a show like this on. I keep saying, I mean, they can use this. I mean, you know, this... And you know, keeps the fans going. Like I said, in an ideal world, I'd like to do this either on a Thursday before the new show airs, or on a Saturday after the show's aired, that we can get everybody's review of the show. You know, but it's not an ideal world, and I have to do it on a Wednesday. But I mean, I think something like this could work. I mean, they could pitch their merch like the WWE. They have the show called Bite This on their website, and Sci-Fi and Universal could use something like this to pitch their stuff. I mean, they could bring on the secondary stars. I love interviewing all these people because you don't hear much from them anyway. Everybody knows Omos and McDonald, but nobody's heard from the rest of these people. You know, right?
Right.
Hello.
When are you going to know for sure whether you're going to?
Well, I might do like a mix of the two shows, maybe like a half hour of Galactica and a half hour of the bloggers or something.
Yeah,
might be a good mix.
I think at this point, you're almost guaranteed an audience while the series is running.
That's true.
I know that there's a lot of posters on the Galactica sites that now know about the show. That want to build up interest, want to bring people on board, so I don't think you're going to have a lack of viewers or listeners. Sorry.
Yeah. Just hopefully, you know, I like to do a show just about the series. But I mean, if I'm going to have problems with guests now, I mean, I'd rather, you know, just do a half hour of Galactica with you and Hinman and maybe, you know, Xenu.
Sure.
We could just rotate it around a little bit. If that's where it's going to go, I mean, unless I could get in touch with the guest person, like Aaron Douglas. Yeah, I don't know if you know how many more times he wants to come on, but
I'm sure Aaron will want to come on again.
Oh,
by the way, before I forget, Variety had reported this weekend that the cast was locked.
The entire cast
was locked in for season two.
So that means Aaron Douglas, and all the actors are coming back.
They have all signed on, but the
very
secondary
good
actors, they have up until February 18th.
Wow, wow. And so hopefully they'll sign up. Well, now, we had our guest on last week, Alonzo, and now he's in the brig, so I don't think they'll be offering him a new contract, correct?
I think most of them, without revealing any spoilers, will want to be back. So that must mean that they're all going to be around. Right?
And then Callie, I'm sure I'd like to get her on to talk about the series. That'd be kind of nice to hear from her.
Right.
You know? Ben, and so I don't know. Do you have any ideas where they're going for next season? I know they're going to explore the religious angle of the series and more delving into the Cylons, but what have you heard?
I still think, because Moore had said something about that too, exploring the Cylons more this season as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to try to keep it, you know, pretty mysterious. So for everything that's revealed, there's probably going to be two or three more questions. You know what I mean?
True.
One of the things, though, I do know that's going to start appearing in the future in some of the final episodes, the Council of 12.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I interviewed him, he talked at length about that was so neat in terms of the old show.
Mm-hmm.
To have a Council of 12 would be really good to bring in to the new show. So my guess is, in terms of the structure, the parliamentary structure or whatever, that they're going to have on the Galactica, they're going to explore that a little bit more.
Yeah.
So who knows, we'll probably get some new characters, recurring characters.
Well, once again, those of you out there listening to the show, you can go into go to lvrocks.com and click on Cam and Chad to join us in the chat room if you want. Once again, we had planned to have Bodie Olmos on, the son of Edward James Olmos and the grandson of Howard Keel. I wanted to wish him my sympathies. His grandfather passed away a few months ago before the Dallas reunion, and I had met Howard Keel several years ago. I have a godmother who's somewhat famous. Actually, very famous. But anyway, I met Howard Keel at the Debbie Reynolds Hotel here in Vegas. Debbie Reynolds had owned a hotel, and she was airing old movies. She was airing the Showboat movie, I believe it was. And Howard Keel had been there, and I had met him there. I also met him a few years ago. But he's a very nice man. He had a nice singing voice, too. He was a great actor. I just want to, in case he is, Bodie's listening, and he can't get the phone, whatever, I want to compliment his grandfather. He was a great actor, and my sympathies for his loss of his grandfather. And of course, his father. I mean, Edward James Olmos. I mean, good grief. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the greatest actors of our time. And I mean, geez, he's got those genes running through him. I mean, I think he's going to be the next Laurence Olivier or something, wouldn't you think? Mm-hmm. Koenig, hello. Did we lose Koenig? Koenig.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So I thought maybe we lost you there. So we only got a couple minutes left, and we'll bring on Michael Hinman. Hopefully, he's somewhere in the in this quadrant. hopefully he's not going to jump away from the show, you know what I mean? But it'd be nice to hear what he's got to say and give some information about his site and everything. And hopefully the things will work out. We can keep this thing going in some form or another. But any other news tidbits where we let you go?
No, except I'll probably be relaying information to you first.
Okay.
So that more people tune into the show.
Yeah, I say next week we'll probably just do a half hour about Galactica, and I'll bring the bloggers back on. So hopefully they'll work out a nice little balance between the two versions of the show.
That sounds great. Did want to say that Zeno, mm-hmm. Matt, and Viper mm-hmm. Pilot Mama, mm-hmm. my fellow mods over at Galactica Station, do say hello.
Okay. All right.
And they think your show is great.
Oh, thank you.
I think what you're doing is just.
Well, I tell everybody,
so keep it up.
Go to the sci-fi.com website and click on feedback and go to program there and nail them and let them know that we're doing some good here. We're not trashing the show at all. It's an excellent show. We're just, it's like a town hall.
Efforts,
it's like a Galactica town hall meeting where you come in and talk about Galactica. You know what I mean? So, all right, well, there you go. I'll bring on Michael Hinman. So thank you, Koenig.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Koenig Rules from GalacticaStation.com, Media Boulevard, and all those other sites. And so it was nice. He pitched in here and helped us during our no-show. So anyway, we'll wait for Michael Hinman and see if he shows up. If not, maybe we'll have Zeno call in. So we'll give Hinman a few minutes to call in. I told him I'm calling at the half hour between half hour of the hour. So a minute or two, hopefully he'll be calling. And I said the series is excellent. They probably won't win many awards. I won't think maybe the music will win an award. Maybe who's the music guy? Gibbs, who might win something, a Grammy for the music. But it's hard for these sci-fi shows to win awards. I mean, just they're not respected. It's just the nature of the beast, I presume. But anyway, those of you out there can join us in the chat room. Go to lvrocks.com, click on Cam and Chat, and join us in there. And we could just shoot the breeze until Hinman shows up or somebody. And the Goof has joined the chat room too. Everybody. And so like I said, the ratings. It goes to review once again because a lot of people joined the show since before late and didn't hear the ratings. Ratings from last week's episode of Galactica from Litmus. It was a 2.5 rating, which is initially the same as last week's. It was a 2.46. It was correct exact number. And the viewers was 2.9 million, down about 300,000 from the week before. So, and then all the demographics, they're number one in 18 to 49 year olds, which is like defeating the WWE, I think for like the third week in a row. And program wise, the show is number two behind Monk, in 25 to 54 year olds and 18 to 49s. any of the top three shows were males 25 to 54 again. So, but, and again, we want to thank Kana Gruels for being with us, and hopefully we have another guest showing up, but this will be the night of no shows. I never had a show like this with my guests. No, that's why I want to be in complete control of my guests.
And you know what, and to be in defense of what I said about the action figures, about being an adult show or whatever, and having action figures, Star Trek Next Generation was not a kid's show. Playmates had a crap load of action figures. So if you're a collector and you're into sci-fi, you usually are a collector. I mean, and you want to keep these.
This isn't really a sci-fi show, per se. I mean,
it's a sci-fi channel. You
know, it's set in space, but I'm telling you, it's more like JAG or West Wing, but in space. It's not. It doesn't really fit. You don't have the laser blast flying all over. It's hard to explain. If you see the show, I mean, it doesn't fit the naturally thought about science fiction genre. I mean, they don't have the lasers. They don't have the transporter beam flying around. It's different.
Neither does Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars doesn't have any Star.
Well, they have the
lasers. They don't have any transporter beams.
They have the lasers flying all over. It's just different. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a space opera. It's like a soap opera, but in space. You know.
Star Wars is that, yeah. I mean, so
I don't know. Anyway, but I mean, and then so we'll see. Maybe they will come out with action figures. I don't know. I just don't.
You see, anybody should call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS. If you want to hear, if you want to talk about the action figures, would you buy action figures that came out of Battlestar Galactica? And which ones would you buy?
Yes. Where's the 1-866-LV-ROCKS? Yes.
1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Oh, I know she'd buy an action figure. She'd buy an action figure of Starbuck. That's her favorite character on the show. But I'd like to get Katie Sackhoff on her. That would be great.
I used to have the whole action figure thing for Star Trek Next Generation. They were cool.
What? Action figures?
I had the action figures.
I don't buy any of that stuff. My half-brother, he has all the Star Wars stuff from the original thing. He's from the first three.
Oh, the ones with the arms like this?
Years ago, yeah. And that stuff is locked up in a vault somewhere. So,
oh, those are worth something now, yeah.
That stuff's worth something. And most of that stuff's not even out of the box.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, so I don't know if they come out. See, my view, it is a space show, but I look at it as something different. You ever watch JAG?
No.
It's similar to that. It's got the military feel, and it's kind of like JAG. It's kind of like a little bit of L.A. Law-ish, a little bit of Dallas, a little bit of West Wing. It's a combination of both. So I don't know. And we got a lot of listeners who got nowhere to go. but, I mean, if Michael Hinman's out there, he can call in. Are you sure this thing's working? Obviously it's working. He called in. But Michael Hinman, if you're out there, you can call in now, and we could talk to you on this program. And we could talk to you about your sci-fi portal.com. He's supposed to be with us. And because he had sent me an email earlier in the day that he and Seed, I was advertising his appearance very much. But I did advertise him in the body of my promotion for the show. I have Bodhi Olmos. I mean, he's a star, And I put Michael Hinman from Sci-Fi Portal be joining us as well. So I hope he didn't take offense with that. I mean,
thank
you to have a thicker
skin. People should call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Somebody call in. Zeno, if you're out there, call in.
1-866-LV-ROCKS. And I mean, like I said, I posted that question. Would you buy an action figure from Battlestar Galactica? And people already in the chat room are saying that, yeah, they will buy
it. Oh, I'm sure they will. I mean, would they buy them to put them in a case and collector's items, or would they buy them to play with them?
None of these things are usually played with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for like maybe Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, you play with those.
There you go.
If you're a kid.
I don't know.
Which I'm not, but.
Now, another question to throw out there. Where would I like to see season two go into? I mean, I understand Ronald Moore.
I like the Love Boat in space idea. That is cool.
He did that the last show. That's why it bombed and turned into the Love Boat. They had Brett Summers.
NBC takes
match game came on, and she came on playing somebody. Fred Astaire came on playing Starbuck's father, and then all these people kept turning up. Where are they finding these people? Charo,
I think,
was there.
I saw an episode that had
Tom
that
Bosley.
Guy. It had
Henry Winkler showed up.
The guy that was in on Hot Shots Part 2. It was The Living Legend was the
that's
show.
That's right. He was playing Commander Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on there. Well, he's a star. I mean, you got these, like, Brett Summers showing up.
He's a star.
I think Flo was even on there from Alice. I don't know. I mean, just these people start turning up. I'm like, where are these people coming from? I don't know. Hopefully they won't go that way. I don't think they will. I mean, this is more.
If they go on NBC, what do you think? They go into?
I think NBC is going to tinker with the show, and they're going to try and get
What night do you think NBC will pick?
I don't know. The lowest viewed night of the week on network, I know a little bit about this, is Friday night. So they're picking a good night to put the show on. But Friday night's also date night. And actually, they should probably put the show on Sunday. Here's a phone call. And I think the show should be on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock or 9. Hello. You're on the air at LV Rocks?
Hey, it's Zenu.
Ah, Zenu. Thank you. Thank you for coming to the rescue.
No problem, man. Hang on. Let me turn my radio down.
Oh, there you go. Please. Okay. Oh, we're on the radio. Very good.
Well, there you go.
And
which Battlestar Galactica will he buy?
Yeah, which are you going to buy any action figure if they come out with it, Zenu?
I'd buy any action figures that come out. But of course, I'm an action figure collector, so I'd buy just
you see?
Any action figures that anybody put out.
Sci-fi
so.
Fans are action figure
yeah.
collectors.
Yeah, but will you buy it to play with it or buy it to put in a trunk?
So you'll buy two.
You know, it depends on what they are. You know, if they're really cool, I might have to take them out and play with them and buy another one to keep on the shelf.
There you go.
You see?
Know, that's what I usually do.
Very good, very good. Now, what do you think? Do you think they'll come out with a merchandise like of the ship itself? Or, I mean, would they go the whole 9 yards with this thing or would they come out just a few things like t-shirts?
You know, I'm not real sure. Like you said, it doesn't really lend itself to, you know, to action figures and toys the way something like Star Wars or even really Trek does. But I'm, you know, nowadays with like McFarlane Toys and those guys producing all the action figures for, you know, for a lot of things like that, I wouldn't be surprised.
Really?
It just, I guess it, you know, depends on how much it takes off and how much, you know, they want to get into the licensing. I imagine they'll probably throw a few things out there on the market first and see how they do.
Probably t-shirts.
Like a figure line or something.
How about the ships?
Ships? Will they do the ships?
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw like little, like maybe like a die-cast type collectible Galacticas or something
like that.
Oh, that'd
be kind of nice.
This Christmas or something like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if something like that.
Yeah, maybe they'll come out with a Halloween costume. You could dress up like a Cylon or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe so.
Maybe. I mean, who knows where they're going to go. I mean, now do you think we're going to see, I had a couple questions that popped in at me from in the chat room. Now, there is the latest rumor I heard is that there might be, going to recast Adama with Alec Baldwin. What do you think about that?
That's the first I've heard.
Yeah, that came out of left field, huh?
Hey.
Oh, hello.
I really hope that doesn't happen, truly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the absolute first I've heard of that. And I mean, I don't know. Baldwin's okay in his element, but I'm not so sure I see him as commander of the Galactica.
I think it might be our call waiting signal. Could be Michael Hinman.
They can go and do something else.
Yeah. But... We can switch? Okay.
We can switch into another. Well, no, I mean, I will be holding on. I mean,
oh,
the other one. But, all right. If it comes out again, we'll switch.
Okay, if
we're
here to bleep again, we'll switch. It might be Hinman calling in, but.
Well, those will take as many callers as we can until Hinman comes in, and then we'll stop then.
Yeah.
You know?
Once again, this is Zenu from GalacticaStation.com, and we think of the renewal. Pretty good news, huh?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, it's not a big surprise to anybody, but, I mean, you know, it's fantastic. Let's just, you know, hope we get, you know, at least, let's hope we get as many episodes as we can this time, you know?
Yeah, hopefully the ratings will keep either steady or go up. I mean, hopefully, huh?
Well, I mean, this is the first, it took us, what, 6 episodes to even get, you know, a 1-point drop, whatever it was?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be worried too much about the rest.
Yeah, I hope not either. So, all right, Zenu, we'll let you go. So that might be Hinman calling in. So thank you for calling in at the last minute. We appreciate you being on.
Hey, good to talk to you guys.
All right,
thank
you again, sir.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Once again, that was Zenu from GalacticaStation.com. And, boy, it's been a...
And like I said, until Hinman comes on,
yes,
it's
keep
open
taking
phone
calls. 1-866-LB-ROCKS. And if you're here in Vegas, 383-8120 if you want to call in about the...
And if you're out of the country, 1-702... 383-8120.
We did have a caller from Canada last week.
Well, there you go.
From Calgary.
We're not going to pay your phone bill this time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but anywhere in the United States, 1-866-LB-ROCKS, 1-866-LB-ROCKS, and they can call in to the show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take over.
No, that was a rumor that I heard. Chatter sent to me about Alec Baldwin possibly taking over for Edward James Olmos, so I don't know about that. I mean, that's a new one on me, but maybe. You know, I imagine he'd probably come at a cheaper price than Olmos, you know, because Baldwin hasn't done a series in years, and his movies, you know, he stopped doing the movies. Last time I saw him was in the Center Square of Hollywood Squares. Yeah.
Well, no, he did that movie with that was produced by Mel Gibson, Paparazzi.
Yeah, that wasn't really a big hit, I'm just saying.
It was, too.
Watch it. Who would come at a cheaper price, Olmos or
I think
Alec
Olmos
Baldwin?
Would come at a cheaper
price. I don't know. I mean, he's got all that. He just did that miniseries on PBS a year or two ago. Was it Made in America? What was that? I had all these questions there. He did American Family on PBS with his son.
So now you got a guy that is doing Paparazzi and a guy who's doing PBS specials. I mean, come on.
I don't know. Well, see, Edward James Olmos, he produces a lot of those things he's in himself.
Oh,
so maybe, I don't know. But Alec Baldwin, I don't know. See, those are rumors when the show was in its miniseries before it got renewed as a television series that, they can recast some of the, you know, Omos and McDonald, because those two are expensive. They can save money if they recast, you know, have somebody else playing Adama and somebody else playing Laura Roslin. So, I mean, you get those rumors all the time on television. Just on the internet, they fly around at a faster speed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, so we'll see. And then they say the renewal came around, the varieties all over the show and everything else. So hopefully.
You don't think this is going to turn out to be another V?
V? I hope not.
Well, you know, I mean, there was a miniseries that was very popular, then it turned into a regular series, and it wasn't so popular anymore.
Well, it kind of, well, they did have turn it into V. That the show before last, was it Active, no, was it You Can't Go Home Again? No, Active Contrition, or yeah, the second one was You Can't Go Home Again. They had Starbuck crash land on that planet, and she cut apart a piece of the Cylon ship. And it was a half, it's a biological being in the ship, and she went in there, you know, breaking the limbs, trying to find the orifice that was had the oxygen.
Now,
so that's kind of like V.
Which is really kind of funny, though. If this actually takes off, will they continue with Buck Rogers?
Oh.
And resurrect Buck Rogers?
That show, I don't know. Would you watch it back? Would anybody in the chat room watch a Buck Rogers remake? I don't know. And actually, the latest rumor was that Michael J. Straczynski from Babylon 5 was going to take the helm of Star Trek and bring that show back. But since then, he's given up on the Star Trek idea. He's going to go off and do his own thing. Because, you know, I guess, I don't know, Paramount probably jumped on or somebody did that. He didn't want him touching, you know, with Star Trek. So, I mean, these shows need to be freshened up every once in a while. I mean, it's like Moore had to come in and freshen up Galactica, and maybe Star Trek needs to be freshened up with Straczynski, because he did a good job in Babylon 5. So maybe, I mean, who knows? I mean, this is all a studio decision. I mean, Paramount Pictures got a lot of money invested in Star Trek, and I'm sure they're not going to let that franchise sit in the closet for too long before they bring it back, because they made billions of dollars off of that. All those movies, all those series. You know.
Except then Enterprise sucked.
Well, they still made money off it, just not as much as the other show. I mean, their ratings, they're on a broadcast. You see, people keep forgetting, UPN is a broadcast network, and Sci-Fi is cable. They're still getting more, you know, the ratings are, you know, they're getting more exposure than Battlestar Galactica. You know, it's just that it's the hottest property, and they threw it up against Enterprise, which is, you know, it was a struggling show. And of course, the hottest property is going to beat the struggling show. Now, I remember years ago with Miami Vice, you know, they moved, Miami Vice was like started on Friday night. It was like at 7 o'clock in Chicago. Then they moved it, and they made the big mistake. They moved Miami Vice up against Dallas. That was you don't move a show like that up against the number one show in the country and expect it to survive Dallas. And then they ended up pushing it further back up against Falcon Crest. And even that was beating Miami Vice. We should have left it where it was. Why did you move it up against Dallas? That
well,
the
only
show
that I've ever seen that did that was The Simpsons. When it first came out, it was such a huge
Cosby.
Hit.
Cosby.
They put him up on Thursdays against Cosby.
Crushed.
Got his ass kicked.
Exactly.
And then they put him back again on Sunday night where it had been a success. And so far they've been in the air for, what, 14 years, 15 years?
Longest running show in television, aside from 60 Minutes. Longest running show in history. That and the Seventh Heaven. Seventh Heaven's coming back, and it's going to be, I forget what it is, third or fourth longest running show in a dramatic show in television history.
I can't take that.
And then two more years, and they'll pass Dallas, and they'll pass Knott's Landing, and it'll be like one of the longest running. But, I mean, yeah, who knows? I mean, could a show like this survive 10 years? Can Galactica run 10 years?
I don't know.
Next Generation ran 7. Voyager ran 7, you know, barely. Deep Space Nine ran 7. I mean, they're lucky they made it because they had to bring on, Michael Dorn and a couple of the others, give it a little oomph. You know, and then Enterprise didn't make it. So, I mean,
I think the reason that these shows made it so long was because what you got out of Star Trek was such a small little thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a small little taste and you liked it. And then all of a sudden they pulled the rug. Because the ratings weren't there, and I think people actually wanted to go in and show, hey, we want to watch this show. Don't take it off the air.
You know,
I mean, because Star Trek didn't do so hot until they brought it back into syndication, and then it exploded at the odd times of the week.
And that's
what people started.
Well, I remember when Next Generation first started, it wasn't that good. I mean, people were trashing it and saying, it's crap and all this stuff. They hold the original series close to their heart. It's like this, you know. Oh, I remember when they first said they're going to Moore's going to come out and reimagine the show. Man, they went up. You see some of the hate mail I've gotten from people from the original show fans, I shouldn't be talking about this new show. And then what is he doing? And especially when you recast Starbuck as a woman, they went nuts for that. You know, they hated it. They should keep it going, a continuation of the series, and yada, yada, yada. I mean, like I said, if people don't want to watch it, don't watch it. I mean, they're not sitting there with a gun in your head making you turn on Sci-Fi Channel on Friday nights at 10 o'clock. I mean, you have your free. It's still free country, isn't it, Rolando? I think so.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Okay. I'm just checking. But I mean, I mean, you have a clicker, and you're not there making you sit and watch the show. You could turn the channel if you don't like it.
Well, there's two great inventions on TV, on the television set. One turns the channel, And the other one turned the freaking things on and off. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to watch it, then watch it.
Actually, Kane of Gruels says that Knight Rider is being reimagined with Hasselhoff and his son in the movie. So, I mean, all these shows. I mean, television, like these movies. They're all making series and movies.
That would be cool. They bring Knight Rider back. Hasselhoff should go into a junkyard and pick up the Firebird. And it's like, no, like, he'll get it, like, because somebody, like, donated it because, they couldn't figure it out. And he was all cranky because he was getting old. And, just throw it into the junkyard, and then they'll go and rescue it.
Yeah.
That would be dramatic television right
what
there.
What would be better, instead of having William Daniels do the voice of Kit, have Mike Tyson do the voice of Kit? That would be hilarious. What or Pee-wee Herman.
What is it, Michael? Yes, Michael.
That would be hilarious. But, all these shows are being made into movies. The Flintstones did two movies. Bewitched is a movie. I heard they're making one of Dallas with Bruce Willis or Travolta going to play JR. I mean, all these shows are getting remade because it's known. Everybody knows these shows from years past. That's why they're trotting them all back. Remember Bonanza? They brought Bonanza back a couple years ago on PAX. They called it the Ponderosa. Yeah, I mean, but didn't have the feel of the original show and didn't last. But all these shows, they haul them back. I mean, if it's hot, they're making a new movie.
Yeah.
Now, would they make this into a movie, Galactica? I don't know. How many years will this show run? Will it run the full seven? I don't know. Stargate's run, I think, they ran the first few years on, I think it was Showtime, and then...
Well, they tried doing Lost in Space as a movie.
Lost
in
Space.
It wasn't exactly that great. But.
Yeah, that bombed. And they were supposed to trot that back as a movie, and that didn't go anywhere either. And then, where was I? I lost my train of thought. You messed me up. What was my train of thought?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, all these shows, Flintstones, Bewitched, what was the other one they did? The Saint, they made that a movie with Val Kilmer.
Yeah, they did.
That was a series with Roger Moore years ago.
And The Fugitive.
Mission Impossible,
The Fugitive.
All these things. Fugitive. It was a movie and a series.
Car 54.
Car 54. They did that, Car 54?
Yeah, they did, actually.
They must have missed that one. And they got Herbie and the Love Bugs being made back into a movie.
Which is right over
all
here, yeah.
All these shows. Yeah, the car's sitting right over here across the street from the studios of LV Rocks. But I mean, will they keep doing this? I mean, if Galactica is a success, will they make Buck Rogers reimagine Buck Rogers? Will they reimagine Space 1999?
Yeah, would they do?
I mean, if they're known franchises, Planet of the Apes. There you go. They made that with what's his name?
Marky
Mark. Will that be a series again?
Well, I think Planet of the Apes was ever a series.
No,
it was a series of movies.
A series of movies, but I mean, would they try making it into a series?
I don't know. That's a lot of. That's pretty expensive to probably make that. But yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like we had Aaron Douglas on a couple weeks ago, and he was trying for a pilot, about a show about a police thing back in the '70s. That's supposed to be like the French Connection, and they're supposed to be bringing a version of like the French Connection to a television series. Are people going to remember the French Connection and want to tune into the series? I don't know. And I remember that show they did. They shot up in Alaska with Robin Williams and.
Insomnia,
and they're supposed to turn that into a series. That never came up. That never turned up. I mean, I don't know
how.
That
was a great movie, by the way.
How are they going to make it into a series? I mean, I don't know.
That would be pretty hard.
Yeah, and then a lot of people talk about a spinoff of Galactica. I mean, will people in the chat room, chatters, if you're listening, well, I hope you're listening, you're arguing. But I mean, what do you think if they make a spinoff of the show? Who would you want to see go off into a spinoff? Do you want to see the Chief go off into a spinoff, or a Ty, or who would you want to see go off into a spinoff? I mean, they have some ships. You go on the sci-fi.com website, and they have ships there. As you go through the ships, some of them look like they can be made into a series. They have the one thing that's called the Celestra. It's a science ship, and it's got all the modern technologies. It sounds like that's setting the stage for maybe a spinoff show. They could send it over there. You send that ship out to go find Earth ahead of the fleet or something like that. They could send it out, and then there you go. That's your own show right there, maybe. And they said, well, maybe they bring the Pegasus back with Commander Kane and have that be its own show. But will viewers want to watch two shows that are basically the same thing, a big ship? Maybe I like to see something different. Maybe send the Celestra out into space and make that its own series out there searching for Earth. There's hardly ever been, I don't think there's ever been a series where there's a race of people coming to Earth. Usually it's, Star Trek is Earth and they're going out. This is the first show where they're actually going towards Earth. Wait till they see what they find when they get here. I'll have you know that.
A couple of
George Bush is president. They'll turn and go right back.
Yeah, all right. No, a couple of.
They'll go right back to
a couple of trivia.
Silence and all.
A couple of trivia stuff or not. And I was reading up on IMDb.com. I was reading some trivia on Battlestar Galactica. So I was watching some of the older shows once, Friday morning as I was getting dressed to go into my job. When they got to on the old show, when they got to Earth, the scenes that they have, like all of that destruction, was actually from the movie Earthquake.
Yeah, they just put
they
in
just
the scenes from the Cylons.
That. Yeah,
and that wasn't really a scene of them attacking. It was like what could happen. They had the doctor, the kid on there from the kid from the Brady Bunch, the cousin they brought on at the end of the show. Was
okay,
it? Cousin,
that,
where the hell is
cousin that? Brady? Or something
yeah,
like that, yeah.
And they had him on playing Dr. Z, and he would say, "Oh, this is what could happen if you let the Cylons find Earth." They had there's another caller, and Lovey Rocks, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, this is David Cullen from Connecticut.
Oh, hey, welcome to the show.
Hey,
which action
you.
Figure would you
Actually,
buy?
I just want to make a comment on something you said that I totally agree with you 100% that I think the show is much more a drama than it has to do with science fiction.
Exactly, exactly.
And I think that as far as a drama show, it is definitely one of the best out there.
Yeah. What did you think of this last episode, Litmus? Did you like it?
Actually, I've downloaded all of them.
So. Oh, no.
I think they're all incredible.
Hide your IP address.
And, I can't wait for the season two. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Rube.
The only thing I got to comment on as far as season shows go is I really hope they do more of, this might upset some people, but more of the miniseries. I mean, the one thing I love about the show is the fact that every episode continues along the same plot of the story. They're actually progressing to someplace.
Yeah.
Whereas you notice in a season, you know, when they're seven seasons long, they lose that.
Yeah. Well, they actually, you know what? They haven't mentioned Earth since the miniseries. If you think about it, when have they mentioned Earth last? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but...
I think they should drop in, because they are supposedly searching for Earth, you know, right? I mean, they should be mentioning that a little bit more, I think. I mean, I have no problems with the show itself, but I just think that's a point. How come they're not talking about Earth a little bit more, you know?
Well, I think eventually they'll probably get to that, but it's just, you know, it's less of the subplots. I mean, there's a lot of subplots, but everything, you know, is basically joined into the same main plot as they're searching for Earth.
Yeah. Well, they did weave the water thing through the first handful of episodes. I mean, that was pretty cool. They kind of wove its way through. They did water, and then the last couple. And the last one didn't mention water at all, but the water kind of wove its way through the first three or four episodes.
Right. You that's know. True. And even with some of the characters, I mean, what they were physically going through lasted more than one episode.
Exactly. Starbucks,
you know,
is still
that,
in sick bay.
I mean, you really got to appreciate the drama, the whole drama aspect, which I'm not a sci-fi fan at all,
no.
Actually. So this is coming from a perspective of someone that really hasn't watched too many sci-fi shows.
Well, you know what? That would be a perfect question to ask him is, would you buy action figures from this?
Would you buy an action figure?
I heard you discussing that. No, I don't think that. I'm 28. I don't buy action figures.
I'm 33 and I'll buy it.
I don't have any WWE action figures.
Never
I do.
Collected them, but no. As far as the show is concerned, I mean, I've never gotten to the collectibles, with any show. I mean, I could say the probably closest sci-fi show that I've ever been interested in, not a show but movie, would be Star Wars, and that's about it.
There you go.
I've seen the old series of Battlestar. It must have been on reruns because I think I was three at that time.
How old are you?
28.
You're 28?
Yes, I'm 28.
Oh, no, that show was on in 78, 79, so you'd have to be 27 today. Yeah. Oh, no, those are reruns.
Because
I remember watching it live. I'm 38. I remember watching that thing when it was first coming on. It was an epic.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can imagine, and it sounds like you appreciate the new show for what it is. I notice a lot of people do a lot of comparisons against, you know, the new versus the old, and I really... I have friends that are older too, you know, in their 30s, even 40s, and they appreciate the show for what it is, and it's not, you know, it's not what the original Battlestar series was. It's totally in itself.
Completely different. Yeah, the name's the same, the premise is the same, the characters, they have the same names, but the characters have all been altered. I mean, almost, you know, it's not Lauren Green, and, you know, I mean...
Exactly, and when you're trying to do a remake, I don't think... necessarily the greatest idea would be to, you know, redo everything that the original had. I mean, you need something, you know, in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did a great job. I love the acting. I think all the actors are great. Mm-hmm. There's no really downfalls, in my opinion, of the show. And I hope it does continue on. But,
It will. I mean, they just renewed it for a second season.
Yep.
And supposedly
I saw that. I'm definitely anticipating the second season. But,
yeah, it'll be 20 episodes, 10, followed by a month break, then another 10. So it'll be, 24 weeks, so that'd be good. And then who knows what we're going to do when these first 13 are over with. It was my idea that they should come back with the 13 episodes and expand them to 90 minutes and the last, intersperse the first 13 with the commentary from the cast and the crew about the episodes themselves. I think that'd be kind of cool to know what they think was going on in those shows. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that'd be a good idea.
I come from the whole, I like the whole how HBO did it. I'm a big Band of Brothers fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I love how when you start a story, it has an end.
Exactly.
And it seems like a lot of the series that go on, they get the whole point of the series gets lost somewhere, in season 5, if it makes it that far.
Yeah.
And it'd just be great to have, a DVD collection that actually, start to finish actually ends somewhere.
Yeah.
And not when it's because it's not popular.
Yeah. Well, Edward James almost said, they asked him, if you watched the lowdown on the show, they asked him, will they ever find Earth? He said no. So, the show will be over with. They find Earth.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe.
I guess that's a
bummer.
Maybe they can continue going to Venus then, and just keep going.
Else.
Well, only I could think of. Unless they know the Cylons are behind them and end up, leaving, steering the Cylons away from Earth and, going to a different part of the universe and then coming back again. That could be. I mean, I can see how they want to divert the Cylons away from Earth so the Earth isn't attacked by the Cylons.
They should land on another planet and say, hey, this is Earth. Put a little sign on it, go like, hey, Earth here.
That would be.
like Looney Tunes, like a little sign on top of the planet, yeah.
That would be interesting.
At least if they find somewhere to live.
Maybe.
I don't know if it has to be Earth. But
yeah. Well, we'll see what goes on.
It can't be aboard the Battlestar for
too
long.
What do you think of the rumor about Alec Baldwin's but might be possibly taking over for Edward James Olmos?
I heard you saying that.
Yeah.
I really hope that's not
who
the
gave
case.
That to me? Now I closed the window.
One of the main reasons why I continue to watch that show.
I wouldn't think so either. It'd be a horrendous recast.
He's
good Lord.
He's a powerhouse in that show, and I was on Sci-Fi, and this is, honestly, I tell you, I've never been on Sci-Fi before this series.
Neither have I.
Had come out, and it made it completely worth it seeing the, all the deleted scenes and everything they had there, but he's just one credible actor, and I forget if I was looking up reading somewhere where they said that he ad-libbed his whole speech scene in front of
the cast,
the whole crew about finding Earth.
Exactly. And he's an incredible actor.
It's incredible to think that, it's just an ad lib by him, and yet they kept it in there, and it was such a powerful, powerful instance in that scene that, that's just the type of actor he is.
What did you think of the last episode? I thought he carried the whole episode. I mean, that speech he gave at the end, and when he they first saw Doral walking around the ship and he tackled him. I mean, I think he did an outstanding role in this last episode.
Are you talking about the last?
Litmus.
Last or last
No.
Litmus.
Litmus.
Okay. Yeah.
Litmus.
Yeah. I think he's done exceptional. I mean. Yeah. Mary as well. She's incredible.
She's an outstanding actress.
She better come back. She's,
they're all
like
signed
they
up.
Said, she brings that whole, feminine yet strong emotional side, which conflicts so well with him.
Well, you say
it just makes the show. I mean, everyone fits in perfect. They all have their quirks. They all have their own personalities, which makes it so worthwhile watching. And I love the comment that you made about it being a drama that takes place in space.
Exactly. It's like Dallas in space or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you think
honestly,
about it...
if it was... I don't watch Star Trek. I'm sorry to say, your fans.
Yeah.
And I've never watched, the Stargates, really, or what, besides the movie. And, I'm not really a big series fan.
Yeah.
But this has really enthralled me, and I've been so addicted to it. And I've been talking to people my age and older that had some of them that experienced the original show, and they're completely hooked.
Well, we're almost out of time. We're going to have to let you go.
All right.
But I hope you call next week. I'm going to bring back to my bloggers and do just a half hour of Galactica because it was a brutal carrying this whole hour with no guest. Thank you for calling. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks to Zenu, this last gentleman that called in, and Koenig Rules, and Michael Hinman. I guess he had a mix-up in the times. That's all right. Maybe we'll have you in next week when we do just a half hour of Galactica because I don't know if I'm going to be able to get guests Anyway, watch. Don't
actually,
forget,
you know what you should do? I mean, I'm serious. I mean, well, and if people are sci-fi fans,
I told them,
go
to the sci-fi.com website, click on feedback, click on program, and tell them that, you know, I'm doing some good on this.
And you should do this,
show.
And I'm being serious, you should do this if the sci-fi try to shut you down. Because if sci-fi
I don't want to get into that. I don't know. It could have been a time mix-up. I don't like to be blasting away. But, again, don't forget, watch the show next week, Fridays. Whoa, 6 degrees of separation, and this is a mix of the theme music from both shows I got from a fan, Kilroy McFadden. So I'll see you next week. Sabas next, and have a good night.